Do you mean like sort of on the...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
All right, guys. Tyler here from Project Nerd. I'm coming to you from O Comic Con, and I am here with Dr. Sangueri of the Creature Feature. How's it going?
Hello there.
So tell us about Creature Feature.
Well, for most of you boys and girls out there in podcast land, there's something called a TV, and you should watch it once in a while, because on Fox 42 at midnight, we have the show Creature Feature. And we show crappy old black and white horror movies, and myself and my nurses, we kind of do little semi-funny comedy skit kind of things in between the movie.
Awesome. What makes a good, bad horror movie?
Well, in my case, if it's public domain, that means it's terrible. And usually bad acting, bad production. It's kind of like when you go to the flea market and you see like all those Happy Meal toys in the boxes. It's something that nobody wants. Obviously, nobody wanted to pick up the copyrights on these things and kind of let them drift into obscurity. And maybe somebody found the film for, you know, the Attack of the Giant Leeches in Dad's basement and said, hey, I could put this on DVD for a dollar and make money off it. And then idiot horror show hosts will put it on TV.
So how long have you been hosting the Creature Feature?
We've been doing the show for 3 years on the Fox station. We spent 2 years on 42.2, which is their movie channel. And then we just bumped up to Fox 42 Maine this year. So now we've got a wider viewing audience. So folks that have Dish Network or DirecTV can now pick us up. So that it expands our broadcast range. And my long, green, cold, clammy fingers can move into other territories.
So are they always as bad as you expect them to be? Or have you put one in yet where you're like, wow, that was not as bad as I expected
it
to be?
There are some that are actually pretty good that, you know... The original Little Shop of Horrors, that's a classic. And how that managed to, you know, drift into the public domain thing is a mystery. There's some other goodies. Past 2 weeks, we've been showing House on Haunted Hill with Vincent Price. We've got another Vincent Price one coming up, The Last Man on Earth, which has been remade about 300 times. You know, I think the last one had Will Smith in it. So, I mean, yeah, there's good stuff out there. We'll be running, Attack of the Killer Shrews. Now, as you know, Roscoe James Best just passed away, and that was a movie that he was in. So we'll be digging that out of the crap vaults for the boys and girls to watch. And, you know, any of the old-timers who, you know, are Dukes of Hazzard fans can sit back and go, get them Duke boys.
When you're hosting the show, do you prefer something as bad as humanly possible, or?
Yeah, that's what people like. Our demographics, you know, obviously, people who were fans of the original show in the 70s and 80s, as I was, you know, we're all in our 40s or 50s or 60s or older or dead. And, you know, the original show ran the shock horror kind of package where you got two or three really good Universal monster movies. You'd get Dracula, The Mummy, you might get a Godzilla. And then you'd get a couple of B-movies, you know, House of Frankenstein, you know. And then you'd get garbage, you know, Attack of the Zebra Man or something. You're like, what the hell is this? And I think when you're a kid, you know, when you're 5 or 6 years old and you're staying up late watching this stuff, it doesn't matter what
it is. It's all awesome.
You're enthralled by it all. And, you know, half the fun is just staying up late with your pals, eating pizza rolls and drinking Mountain Dew and having a good old time. And, you know, now that all the kids of the 70s and 80s are all growing up and they got kids of their own now, you know, you'd like to catch your childhood back a little bit, and you drag your kids in there and go, here's what mommy and daddy used to watch when we were kids. And kids nowadays, you know, they're jaded. They've seen it all. You're 5 years old. You've seen it all. You've done it all. The internet has done it. But the kids still watch it, and they like it. It's something different because it's old school, and it's something they don't understand.
What are some of your favorite classic movies? Is it the Universals? Is it like the Hammer films with like Christopher Lee and Vincent Price? Or
when I was growing up and watching the original doc, of course, you know, big Universal monster fan. And mind you, in the 70s we had things like Famous Monster magazine. You'd go into the hobby shop and they'd have like all these Aurora monster model kits. So of course, myself and half my friends in the neighborhood, we had all the monster model kits built up on our shelves. You know, we were all huge Godzilla fans. We could go to the little dollar theater in Bellevue, and they'd constantly see the Japanese Godzilla movies there. you know, the 1970s era ones. We ate it up. It was great. So, you know, I'm a big Godzilla fan. I like the black and white ones, but that 70s era one where they just started getting stupid with it. With
Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, that. And, of course, my favorite one is the one with little Godzilla Jr.
Oh,
where, that's... you know, the bully's beating up the kid in the train yard. It's just so stupid. But that's one of my favorite. Well, my daddy's gonna go beat him up. Yeah, yeah. But it was good fun, and it still is. I mean, the stupidity still holds up and crosses over generations. So,
what'd you think of the newest Godzilla movie?
I haven't seen it.
Really? No desire to see it?
I still go out and buy the new ones that come out of Toho.
Oh, okay. The Toho ones are still
that
fantastic.
Matthew Broderick piece of garbage. You know, I lost faith the minute any Americans put their hands on something that's Japanese, everything's lost in the translation. I went to the toy store and I saw the new Godzilla, and I'm like, what is it with these elephant legs and these elephant feet? I'm like, do these people who are designing this stuff know what Godzilla
supposed
looks
to look
like? Obviously they don't. And they've got some art director who, I'm the Hollywood art director, and I went to art school, and I got this Hollywood art director job, so yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make the head really small and give it these big tree trunk legs. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That's the ticket.
You know, epic fail, dude. Go back to art school.
Yeah. The Toho one where they made a version of the Matthew Broderick one and then completely obliterated it was probably one of the favorite things I've ever seen on film ever. It was such a snub to them, but it was such a good scene.
Well, we did a creature feature live at the Marcus Theater a couple of years ago. And Sony owns the rights to quite a few of the later Japanese versions. So we did, can't remember the Japanese name of the movie at the moment, but it was basically destroy all the monsters. And it had all of them were in there. To see it on the big screen and to see how well it was put together and the digital effects were blended together, everybody had a good time with that movie because it just looked great. Then you watch the Matthew Broderick one and go, oh, my God, what a piece of crap.
So if people want to find out more about the creature feature on Fox 42 and Dr. Sanguir and his nurses, what do they need to do?
Oh, lots of places you can go. We're all over Facebook. We're kind of like dog poop. We've got Sanguinary, which is kind of my personal page. We've got Dr. Sanguinary's creature feature, which is the main TV show page. There's this idiot named Christopher Palmer you can look up. He kind of looks like Sanguinary. You can, if he likes your Facebook profile picture, he might let you on there. We have a website, drsanguinary.org. That is our main thing because we do a lot of charity work. And when I took the mantle of the doc, you know, 6 years ago, I told the family that, you know, the charity work comes first. You know, we've been doing that before there was a TV show. We were doing that, you know, when we were doing the live shows every month. So you go to drsanguinary.org. I'm really sloppy about updating it because I hate coding. But you can generally see, you know, what we're doing throughout the year, what conventions we're going to be at. I try to get the latest YouTube videos posted there. But Facebook, that's pretty much the place to go. So if I broadcast a new show, I'll put the comedy bumps there on Facebook for you kids to watch, and you can have fun with that. And if we're doing a charity event, that's where you're going to find out what we're doing, where we're going to be at, you know, whether if it's a blood drive at Krypton Comics or if we're doing a clothing drive at Joe's Carding or, you know, whatever we're doing.
Awesome. So if you're in the Omaha area, check out drsanguinary.org or yep. Look for Dr. Sanguinary or Dr. Sanguinary's creature feature on Facebook.
Yep.
But most importantly, every Saturday at midnight, tune into Fox 42 and yep. See awesome bad horror movies.
Yep. Awesome bad movies and bad local acting. And I do have cute nurses, though. And I watch the show just for that.
There you go. Doctor, thanks for talking to us.
Well, I appreciate running into Project Nerd here at O Comic Con. This has been a really
It's fantastic. For a first-year show, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was like, the turnout's been wonderful. Everybody seems to know everybody, so we're having an awesomely good time. It's like a family reunion almost.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll see you here next year
for
year two.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right.
Thanks for talking to us.